I'm Dave Spadaro, and we are in the middle of this free agency period. It's been fast and furious at the NovaCare Complex, and the Eagles making a couple of moves to bring in some former Seattle Seahawks. Cornerback Byron Maxwell, cornerback Walter Thurman joining Philadelphia and reuniting with Chris Maragos, who 1 year ago joined the Eagles in a similar fashion via free agency. We've got Maragos on the line. And Chris, what's it going to be like to say hello to Walter and to Byron and to talk about those old Super Bowl days from Seattle?
Oh, man, you know, we're excited, man. I mean, these guys are going to bring tremendous value to the team, not only on the field but also off the field. And they're definitely going to become fan favorites really quick. But we're excited to talk more about some of these memories we're planning on making here in the future, that's for sure.
What, for those fans who don't know about Walter and aren't quite as familiar with Byron, tell us a little bit about those guys as players and how do you see them fitting into the defense?
Yeah, both really, really dynamic players. Both of them could move outside and inside. They both have the flexibility and the ability to do that. So that's really good. They both are really good press corners, something that's going to fit really well in our scheme on defense. Very, very aggressive style. And I'd say the biggest thing about both of them is they're both playmakers. Maxwell's a little bit stronger, really good in run support. Just a really, really technically sound player. And Walter Thurman, he's a little bit shorter, but he's got the longest arms, I think, for a guy his size. And really, really shifty, quick, very explosive athlete, and just has a knack for the ball. So both really great players and, just really provide a lot of flexibility of what they can do.
What message do you have for them as in terms of what to expect from Bill Davis's defense? And even more than that, what goes on inside the NovaCare Complex and beyond that, the city of Philadelphia and the love that everybody has for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Yeah, no question. That's one of the things when I talk to the guys, trying to just explain to them, just how excited everybody is, here about the team and not only in the organization, but the great fans that we have. So just kind of preparing them for that. And then also, too, just the type of guys we have on the team. I mean, we have stand-up character, high-integrity guys on the team, and these guys are going to fit right in, with the locker room and the dynamic that we already have going there, which is such a great thing. So, they're excited to get integrated. The best thing about both of those guys is they're such competitors. So, they're going to come to compete every single day, to prove to, the organization, their teammates and, the fan base, exactly why they're here.
It is not easy to win in the NFL. We all know that. You and Walter and Byron, fortunate enough to win a Super Bowl in Seattle a couple of years ago. Can they bring a little bit of knowledge, a little bit of wisdom, maybe an example on a day-to-day basis, along with yourself, of what it takes, the commitment it takes to win a Super Bowl?
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about, pairing them with, like, Nolan Carroll and Brandon Boykin and Jalen Watkins, the value that all those guys are just going to be spurring each other on. And I think the best thing about those two guys, there's no egos. It's everybody wants to help each other get better. And so these guys aren't only going to bring value in their play, they're going to bring value with helping and encouraging and bringing other guys along too, which is going to be tremendous for us. And then also the added value of, these guys have all played, in big-time games against big-time players. Nothing fazes them, nothing rattles them. And, at that corner position, you got to have the mentality and the confidence, to step out there on that island and, lay it all out there. So those guys definitely have those characteristics. And they definitely have the abilities to complement that and, just couldn't be any excited, to put those with the rest of the corners that we got on our team.
Chris, a lot of changes here in the offseason, players going that we're all familiar with. Your perspective on the changes and what happens in a locker room when there are so many new faces coming in?
Yeah, that's part of the business. I think anybody who's been in the league for a while understands that, there's a lot of turnover. The biggest thing is, the guys who are leaders, we got to step up and, make sure that, we're pointing in the right direction. Obviously, Chip is, so good at pointing us and leading us into where he wants to go. And everybody believes in what he's doing. He's so confident. He's got a laser focused, mentality about him. And, it's really easy to follow something like that because he's so clear cut on what he wants to do. And so, You know, we're going to go out there, we're going to push full steam ahead, and we're going to have tunnel vision coming into this year. We're excited for, you know, an opportunity to go out there and compete, you know, in this league.
You're one of those guys who never stops working. Have you had time to relax, recharge the batteries, and get focused on 2015?
a little bit, but not much. You know, just trying to stay in it, stay integrated, keep my mind in it, you know, let my body rest a little bit, but we've been hitting it full steam ahead here for a while. And so, you know, there's really no time for us to take a moment off. I can take time off when I'm done and retired, you know, 10, 15 years down the road.
I love that. Hey, thanks so much. Chris Maragos, we thank you for taking time with us today here. A couple of new Eagles, some friends of yours, coming to Philadelphia to play for the Philadelphia Eagles.